It's time for us to talk a little Black Bear football. Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. We are joined on the telephone by the head coach of the Black Bear football team, Jordan Stevens. Good afternoon, Jordan.
Good afternoon, Rich.
My, oh my, so many things that your team did right. You know, we talked with you before the game Saturday. You wanted to get off to a good start, check, 19-play drive to begin the game. You wanted to establish the run, check. You did so many good things and then came up a little bit short at the end. How do you feel about things after a couple of days?
Yeah, that one, you know, really kind of stung. That I just felt like our guys were really in a good focused place going into the game, and we felt like we were prepared and ready to, ready to play, ready to compete. And we certainly did that. I felt like the second half got away from us in a couple areas, and you know that hurt us in the end, and we weren't able to finish. And you know, so when you look at the season, I mean, it's really our ability to play a complete game still, play with the type of composure, the type of, the type of production and execution that is needed, you know, to win. And in the end, you know, so I always look to like the middle of the game, and that's where, you know, statistically we need to be better as well.
Let's talk about some of the things that did go well. I thought your offensive line played their best game of the year.
Yeah, really, I agree completely, you know, and that's a good observation. I mean, I thought that those guys played well together. It's good that was our second game in a row together, that whole group. So if we can keep that intact these next two games, I think we're just going to, you know, continue to have that same production with Elijah Barnwell. Really, I thought he did a really nice job, even out of the Wildcat package. Was, you know, he was getting productive yards and positive yards down the field. And we're able to control the clock, and you know, we're able to do those things. You know, we got stops when we needed at times on defense, and then the second half we gave up a couple too many, and you know, ultimately the momentum swung in their favor.
Well, and for the, I think now four games in a row you haven't turned the ball over.
Yeah, that's been huge. I mean, you know, we have really done a nice job with, you know, ball security. Since getting, like, looking at our bye week out of that game, I think we've done a really nice job and with our ball security. So just got to get a few more takeaways defensively.
Yeah, and nice job by Cody Williams too, with three big field goals for you.
Yeah, Cody Williams really stepped in and did a nice job, and I think him and Cole Baker, you know, really are doing a great job in our kicking game. And you know, we needed those field goals, and we'd like to come away with seven, but, you know, come away with points there is always huge, and I'll never turn that down. And I thought that he came through very well.
I thought your team showed a lot of fight. I mean, you were out there playing hard right till the end, trying to get that ball back and give the offense one more opportunity there. Is it a situation, as you look at the tape of the games and watch, what's it seem to be to you that keeps you from scoring in the fourth quarter, or some of those drives that often, I mean, you've got the best red zone numbers in the country, but an awful lot of those have been field goals that I'm sure you'd like to see become touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and our field goals are pretty lengthy field goals. You know, I would say, I don't know the average, but I would say the average of our field goals is somewhere around 38, 39, 40 yards, you know, so that's that around that 20 to 25 yard line. And, you know, it's just us. I feel like once we're able to get inside that, we score touchdowns. You know, outside that, we've been, we've really been stalled out there. And so, you know, that I like how we've, you know, been down there and really walked away with points. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, we need to score some touchdowns down there.
Well, this week you hit the road again for a game against Albany, a place where the Bears have had really good success in recent years. They have gotten impressive offense this season, and like your Bears, have lost a lot of very, very close games. Something's got to give this weekend.
For sure. You know, I see them on tape. I think they have really good personnel. I think they have a very good quarterback who's a competitor, will make plays defensively. You know, they're really strong up front, in their front seven. And, you know, they have the size, the frame. I really think that they're probably one of the best teams personnel-wise in the conference. Have lost some heartbreakers this year, and that's, you know, really the way it goes. You know, it can be, you know, they very easily could have 5 wins at this point in the season.
Well, and you look around the league, it's the most unpredictable I can recall the CAA ever being. When you see Towson completely shut down Villanova the way they did, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Yeah, you know, it's I really think it's the most focused team that plays the entirety of the game is one that walks away with the win. I mean, it's hard to come back. It's hard to show up for a half and walk away with a win. And, you know, teams that are able to focus in for the entirety of a game are the ones that win.
Well, we wish you have a good week of practice. You guys will head out, on Thursday for Albany?
We're actually heading out Friday morning. So, you know, we're going to get out there, do it in one day.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you out there. Yeah. Travel safely, Jordan, and we'll catch you there sometime Friday evening.
Thanks, Rich. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. You got it. That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football. The Black Bear Reports are brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. The experienced team at Creative wants to work with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.